This maimer was said in Parshat Va'era. Parshat Va'era is the second Parshat of Sefer Shmois, of the second book of the Torah, 1984. Who are no Moshe? This is the text who are of the Torah itself. Who are no Moshe? Asher Amar Hashem lahem oitzios bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. This is Aaron. We're going to see the question is first Aaron, then Moshe, that God told them to take away the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, etc. Goimer means etc. They were the ones speaking to Paroi, the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And this is Moshe and Aaron. It's known, the discourse of the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, on this verse. And then the Rebbe says, Nid pas gam b'ira Torah. This is also published in the works of the third Rebbe of Chabad. This is Oira Torah. Also, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad has a discourse on this idea. Mishnah Tafresh Nun Hei. Tafresh Nun Hei is 1895. Shenit Pas V'yatza Le'oil B'chav Dalet Teves Shana Zu. It was printed and came out, so to speak, in the 24th of Teves of this year, that is 1984. Shelivnei Ken Lo Yaya Benimza. Before this, nobody had it. It was like a hidden discourse. Ella said, Yechidim b'ksaviyad, only very special people, manuscript, etc. So the Rebbe is like saying, look, I'm telling you, I'm sharing something that wasn't available. It was not available at all. Just a very select people. Umilishenis amaymar dishnastaf reishnun hei, nikashi umiyutsal amaymar anitot veratoyr. And from the wording of the discourse of 1895, you can recognize that it's actually founded on the discourse, like Meyutzad means the foundation of the discourse of the fifth Rebbe is the discourse of the third Rebbe. So the fifth Rebbe learned a discourse from the third Rebbe, and then he said his own discourse. Umedayek sham b'maymar deshnas taf reishnun hei, and it's very precise over there in the discourse of the fifth Rebbe, 1895. Lo manemar tchila u'aren u'moyshe. Why does it say first it's Aaron and then Moshe, and afterwards it says it's Moshe and then Aaron? That's the question. And then in the fifth Rebbe brings the explanation of the Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe, the Maimon Hashva Torah, which is found in the works of the third Rebbe. It's a whole mix of Rebbeim. What's the explanation? Why first Aaron then Moshe, and why and afterwards Moshe and then Aaron? So the explanation is this: it's like this. The Alter Rebbe says this. To bring out the Jewish people from Egypt, Aaron was the main thing. That's why it says first Aaron and then Moshe. And on the second part, ledaver leparoi melech Mitzrayim, to talk to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, haya Moshe ikar. The main thing was Moshe. Lekach nemar b'pasuk ze u Moshe v'Aaron. That's why it says in the next verse, first Moshe then Aaron. Stop. This is what it means is, look, this is what the Alter Rebbe said. We don't doubt it, but he didn't explain. This is what he said. Okay. So you had a question, now you have an answer from the Alter Rebbe, and that's it. Okay, we want to understand the answer. But this is what the Alter Rebbe said. We're not questioning that. We're just saying, this is what he said. Now, the fifth Rebbe, given that answer, wants to understand. He's precise with the words, wants to understand. Apparently, we don't understand this. The answer, I don't get it. Okay, the Alter Rebbe said it, but I don't understand it. Why? Moshe had a complaint against God. When God sent Moshe, Moshe said, look, I can't talk properly. I don't know how to talk. Forget it. Send somebody else. I can't talk. And God said to him, to Moshe, don't worry. Aaron is going to talk for you. You don't need to talk. You just talk to Aaron, and Aaron is going to talk on your behalf. That means to talk to the Pharaoh, to Paroi, the main one is Aaron, not Moshe. The Altareb is saying, oh, the main thing to talk is Moshe. But I don't get it. Moshe said he can talk. I don't have to talk. What are you saying? What's the answer? I don't get it. Again, we're not questioning the answer. I mean, we're not rejecting the answer. We're just asking, I don't understand it. Doesn't make sense. When you see the scripture, it doesn't make sense. God tells Moshe, Aaron is going to talk for you. But I don't understand. Yeah. Why is Moshe the main thing? Became another question. On the other side, we don't get it either. How can you say that to bring out the Jewish people from Egypt, the main thing is Aaron? How can you say that? I don't understand when you say that the main thing to talk to Pharaoh is Moshe. I don't get it. Moshe didn't talk. And I don't understand the other side. To bring out the Jewish people from Egypt, Aaron is the main thing. I don't get that either. Doesn't make sense. Why? The general thing of bringing out the Jewish people from Egypt is through Moshe. Moshe did this. The opening of the sea, that's Moshe also. The ending and the seal of the going out of Egypt. This was done through Moshe, precisely. And through his staff. So I don't understand. None of the parts make sense. Apparently, Aaron was the main thing to talk, and Moshe was the main thing to bring out the people. And the Altareb says exactly that, the opposite. Aaron is the main thing to bring out the people, and Moshe is the main thing to talk. I don't get it. This is what the Rebbe is bringing from the fifth Rebbe, based on the third Rebbe. In order to understand this answer of the Altareb, we need to understand what's Moshe and Aaron, what do they represent in general.
Mm-hmm.
They are like intermediaries between the Jewish people and God, HaKadosh Baruch. The Hine, what does that mean? See, it's written, V'salachti b'seichachem. I will go, simple translation, I will go amongst you. This is in the last part of the third book, Bechekoiser. And I will lead you, I will go with you, Koimimius, I will lead you like stand up, like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the lashon, the wording, hisalachti, I will go, veloy halachti, you know, and not go, just simple go. Hisalachti is like stronger way of going. This shows that there are many ways of going, not just going. The smallest plural is two. So if you're talking about a plural going, that means there are two goings, two ways of going. Chlolus and beis halichos, two ways of going. Milemailo lemato, milemato lemailo. From above to below, from below to above. The kayar chlolus avit sa'anam. This is a reference to the general way of serving God. Amitzchaleket lebeis tenuos, which divides in itself into movements. There are two ways a human being can move, so to speak. Haloa milemata lemaila, you can go up from down to above. Vamshacha milemaila lemata, or you can bring down, project from above to below. Two ways. In the service to God from a regular person, this is the difference between toiro, studying, and tefillah, praying. What's the difference? Toiro inyana hu amshacha milemaila lemata. The thing of Torah is to project from above to below. How do you know? K'meshekochav al divrei Torah, just as it's written on, talking about the words of Torah, haloi koi dvorai ke'esh. This is like a question, a rhetorical question. My words are not like fire, says God. Hainu, that means, shedivrei Torah b'yesen lematam divrei Hashem. The words of Torah, being even down here, are the words of God. Like, when you learn Torah, you're not actually saying something you came up with or you understood. No. You're saying the words God is constantly pronouncing. It's His words. Torah is compared to many, many things. Liquids and even not liquids is compared to oil. It's compared to milk. It's compared to water. It's compared to wine. Many liquids. It's compared to bread. is compared to fire. So fire is not one thing that has only one like aspect. Different names or ideas, concepts that the Torah is compared to, that shows different expressions of the Torah, different ideas that the Torah actually means. But it means all of them. It's like different names for the Torah. It's like a person that has different names, and it's just one person, but has different names, which express different ideas on this person itself, different characteristics, different. So in this case, what the Rebbe wants to talk about is, okay, we're saying that there are two ways of going, from above to below, from below to above, milemailo lemato, milemato lemailo. And this, in a general way, means toiro and tefila, learning and prayer. So learning means from above to below. So it's actually difficult to understand because the person is learning. I'm learning, I'm repeating, I'm saying something. So it's apparently what I'm actually giving to, so to speak, giving to God. I'm saying this, I'm participating, so to speak. It's the same thing as praying. So the Rebbe is saying, no, you didn't get it. The words of Torah are not your words. The words of prayer are actually your words, because you're asking, you're thanking, whatever you're saying, you're praising, it doesn't matter. But the words of Torah are not yours, are God's words. How do you know that? Mm-hmm. So he wants to bring a verse. He says, "Aloi kod dvarai ka'esh." My words are like fire. What does that mean? Shedibrei Torah b'yoson lamato undibrei Hashem. The words of Torah, even when they're down here, they're actually God's words, not ours. What's the comparison with fire? The way I understand it is, the nature of fire is not to be in one place, rather to move out. And actually not just move out, up. It wants to go up. Fire wants to go back to its own like essential element, which is fire, which is, so to speak, above. That's why the fire wants to go above. And the fire, for instance, the earth goes down. So Torah, if Torah is compared to fire, which that means Torah is up, is above. And for some reason, doesn't matter, it's not the point of this mimer, this discourse, but for some reason God wants it to be down. God gave it down in this world. But even when it's in this world, it actually wants to go back to its source, which is up, above. So that's why he says, look, Divrei Torah, even when they are down here, the words of Torah, they're actually God's words, and they're up. They belong up. They happen to be down here, but they belong up. And when they are down here, it's not your words. You're not saying something yours. You're saying God's words. Divrei Hashem. That's why he continues. This is a projection from above. And he wants to prove it even further. Like it's written, from the heavens I spoke with you. So that means that words of Torah are in the heavens, so to speak, whatever that means, and God brings them down. And Moshe received the Torah from Mount Sinai above. This is Torah. Torah is from above to below. Hamshah, projection. From up, down. Mashein kenyan tefila, which is not the case with prayers. Prayers is different. It's alo milemato lemaira. It's going up from below to above. What does that mean? She'adam oile mimabam matzavo misalel yis oile shemaima. A person goes out of his own situation and elevates himself to the heavens, so to speak, like you're talking to the heavens, something like that. God is everywhere, of course, but we say he's in the heavens, our Father is in the heavens, or whatever. It's just a way of saying. So the main point over here, of course, is that tefillah, prayer, is from below to above. But it's very interesting that he mentions that the person is going out of himself when he's praying. Like, you can't expect God answering any prayer if you don't change. Like, he's not going to change. The one that has to change is you. So when you pray, you go out of yourself, so to speak. You change.
Yeah.
Therefore, God can answer the prayer. Because if God wants to give you something, so why do you wait? Just give it to me. Are you a good guy? Are you a good God? So give it to me. I deserve it. Whatever. And actually, you thought about it, so you want to give it to me? Why don't you give it to me? Because he's expecting our change. He's expecting us to become different people, and automatically you deserve this and that that you're asking. That's why he's saying Tfila is like, Oile mi, you're going up from your situation. You're changing yourself. That's Tfila. And this is what actually Moshe and Aaron do. How do you see this? How do you see this? Then you have to go to understand this, you have to go to Kabbalah Zohar. Moshe is called like the accompanying, I don't know how to say it, like going with the queen, the king, I'm sorry, and Aaron is going together with the queen. Behainu, what does that mean? The Keshem, she will be Nisuin Kipshutam, just as in a regular marriage. There's an intermediary on the side of the, how do you call it, the groom and the bride, right? The groom, the chasen is the groom, the man. Which, why do you need actually an intermediary on the side of the groom? Because the work, the job, so to speak, the job description of this intermediary is to bring actually the groom to the bride. The groom has like shame. How do you say? He's ashamed. He doesn't know what to do. He's young and he doesn't know. So okay, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna bring you. And the same thing happens with the woman. There's an intermediary to bring her. The job description of this intermediary is to bring the girl to the boy, the bride to the groom. The same thing happens with the marriage between God and the Jewish people. The thing, the job description, so to speak, of Moshe is to bring down the groom, which is the king, which is God, from above to below. This is done through the Torah. How do you bring down God? Torah, learning. The Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai. We see that Moshe is directly related to Torah because he received the Torah in Mount Sinai and then he gave it back, he gave it away, whatever. But you see it, there's a big relationship between Moshe and Torah, and Moshe is the one that goes together with the groom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, to get married with the Kala, with the bride. Jewish people. And the job description of Aaron is to bring up the bride, which is like the queen. Shem Yisrael, the Jewish people, El HaChasson, to the groom, which is God, Shvakash Baruch Hu. Just as is known, how do you know Aaron? He brought the Rebbe brought a proof that Moshe is related to Torah. Because Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai, says the ethics of the father. Moshe received the Torah in the Mount Sinai. How do you know that the relationship between Aaron bringing up something? Okay, Moshe brings down the Torah. But how do you see, where do you see that Aaron is bringing up from above up, I'm sorry, from below up something? Ki yadua. This is known, says the Rebbe. Binyan Baloischa Saneiris. The Torah says in Parshat Baloischa, precisely, when Aaron will bring up the candles. She Aaron Akoyen, Miles and Neirois. The job of Aaron, the Koyen, was to bring up the candles. What are the candles? Neshamas Yisrael, the souls of the Jewish people. How do you know that the soul is compared to a candle? Because it's written, the candle of God is the soul of a person. So now, what did the Rebbe do? The Rebbe explained to us. Who is Moshe and who is Aaron? What do they do? There are two movements from up down, from down up, and Moshe and Aaron do this. And this is also related to each one of us through learning Torah and praying. Okay, we move forward. According to this, now we're going to understand the answer of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe said, look, when you have to talk to Pharaoh, that's Moshe. That's the main thing, Moshe. Why? Well, the Oitzias Israel, Mimitzrayim, Aaron Aikar, Aaron Waikar, and to bring out the Jewish people from Egypt, Aaron is the main thing. Why? Why do we understand now something we didn't understand before? Higedelish, Bor Klipas, Paroi, Sheikli, Pakasha, Tzarich, Lenesinas, Koyach, Minyan, Atoil. Ah, this is a very interesting connection. In order to break a very tough shell, Klipa means shell, with like impurity, something like that, of Paroi. Paroi represents a very specific klipa, a very specific impurity of being hard in the head and hard in the heart, whatever. But Paroi, you want to break this? You need Torah. You need the strength of Torah. You cannot break it in any other way. So we didn't finish, of course, but since Moshe is related to Torah, he brings down the Torah. Again, Moshe kibbel Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Mount Sinai, and you need Torah to break Pharaoh. So who is going to talk to Pharaoh? Moshe, because he has this strength of Torah, so to speak. Nobody else has it. So he is the main thing to talk to Pharaoh, because you need Torah. How do you know you need Torah? Hine yamru Razal. Our sages said the following thing: Kuchabrihu stakel beraisa ubaro alma. In the Zohar, God looked in the Torah and he created the world. This is what it's written. Therefore, even though when you actually look at the world, Metzius Oilam is like the real world, the real life, it seems that there's a concealment. God is concealed. We don't see him. And we see difficulties and problematics, whatever. Even though this is true, the Torah says, no, it's not true. This is what you see, but it's not true. Why? Look, the whole existence of the world, its source is Torah. And the world was created for the Torah. That's why the Torah actually is the owner of the world, so to speak. The Torah itself can change the existence of the world. This doesn't mean that, let's just stay focused. This doesn't mean that if Torah says there's no such a thing as moon or Mars, oh, no moon, no Mars. Okay, excuse me, you're stupid. There's a moon, there's Mars, and you can see this. This is not what it's talking about. Talking about is, when the Torah says something is mutar, you can do it. This is explaining Tanya. Something is mutar, you can do it. And the Torah says it's osur, you cannot do it. The Torah is changing the spiritual source of this thing to make it not permissible. Or the other way, to make it permissible for some reason. Like, for instance, when milk falls into meat, and you have to have 60 parts of meat in order to annul the part of milk that fell inside. And the Torah says, you cannot eat milk with meat. But wait a second, there are 60 parts of meat against one part of milk. This mixture you can eat. So you can say, wait, you cannot eat milk with meat. The Torah says you can eat this. That means this is mutar. This is okay. This is permissible. It doesn't matter what you think. It matters what the Torah says, what the reality of the world is. So the Rebbe is explaining that the source of the world is the Torah. That means that when Torah says something, that becomes the reality of the world. Again, this doesn't mean that we're going to say anything is going to be true. Like, hey, this is not a man, this is a woman. No, I'm sorry, I'm a man. That's it. Boom. There's no other explanation. Torah is not going to say something different. And actually, it's not really the point of our discussion today. But even when a person today is, you know, the fashion to change yourself, like, I'm a man, I was born a man, I became a woman, I was born a woman, I became a man. For to Torah, there's no change. It's the same thing. Like the halachic status of a person doesn't depend on what a person does. Depends on what a person is. That's it. It doesn't really matter what you look like. Forget it. This is what it is. Okay, so the Torah is the Balabais.
Yeah.
this part. The Balabais al Oilam, the Balabais of the owner of the world. The Tere can change the reality of the world. Now the Rebbe is going to bring a proof for that. He is not going to explain the proof. I can explain it, but it's not such a nice thing to explain. So whatever. Kedisa Yerushalmi al pi apostle lekel goimer alai, just as the Talmud Yerushalmi brings on the verse lekel goimer alai, that God finishes upon me, so to speak. Shali the psak based in through a halachic ruling, a legal ruling, mishtanis metzius ha'olam shebe'avar, changes the reality of the world in the past. Like retroactively, we can change the world. How? Mm-hmm. Because the Torah says, look, certain things did happen or did not happen. Okay, the Adraba, on the contrary, so wait a second, before going further, the Rebbe is explaining why to talk to Paroi, Moshe is the main thing, and the Rebbe is saying that you need to break Paroi, and that you do through the Torah. Why? Mm-hmm. Because even though you can see the world like with your eyes, with your real eyes, you don't see God, you see a world, but the Torah said there's a God, and there's no war. Okay, so going further on this idea, Adraba, on the contrary. The fact that there's a concealment in the world, that's for the purpose of that, through that concealment, there's going to be a stronger strength in sanctity, in Kedusha, to overcome that concealment. What does that mean? He doesn't go further with this idea. I'm sorry. No. The point of this last line, which is not an easy line, the point with this line is, you think there's a concealment, and you see like this like a bad thing. And the Torah says, look, there's no concealment, forget it, there's only God. But it doesn't end up being a good thing, because there's a concealment. So the Rebbe is saying, no, the other way. The purpose of the concealment is that you have more strength in Kedusha, in holiness. That's the purpose. It's like, it's just an example.
Because you have to shoot more, you have to take more effort.
Exactly. And you will appreciate it more. It's like the example of a son or a daughter, whatever, the same thing, of people, of parents that have a lot of money. So for 5 years old, they give him a Ferrari, and for 10 years old, they give him a Maserati, whatever. They have so much money. So these children don't appreciate money. It doesn't have any value at all. I can have anything I want at any time. So you don't appreciate it. So what do you have to do? Keep the money. Don't give him everything. Yeah. And they're going to appreciate it. But the same thing is happening here. We saw the concealment as a bad thing. And the Rebbe is saying, Adraba. The other way, the opposite is true. Adraba. The fact that there is a concealment is going to help you appreciate Kedusha, sanctity, much more. Much more. It's going to be much more stronger, Kedusha. Because there's a concealment.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happens with what we are trying to understand. Shemitzada toira, from the perspective of toira, in a gam paroi tzarech leisnaig al pia toira. Even paroi, the king of Egypt, has to behave according to toira. Whatever the toira says regarding paroi, that's how he actually behaves. Not because he's a rebel or he wants to do this or that different than what the toira says. No. The toira is the owner of the world. The toira is defining. Who is this guy? Who is Paroi? And he behaves just as the Torah is saying. He called Metziu, so Elohim Nivra, Elohim Nivra. Yeah?
But where is his free will?
Bechira Chofshis. Oh! In this discourse, the Rebbe doesn't touch upon this idea. No. There is Bechira Chofshis, and the Bechira Chofshis is to so to speak, break the concealment. Break the concealment. Pharaoh behaves just as the Torah talks about him. But if you see in the first five plagues, he decided to harden his heart. Just after, only afterwards, God said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make his heart heavy or whatever. So he has Bechira Chofshis, and actually his free will was, I'm not going to let the Jewish people go out. He could have said before, and everything would have been different. Okay, in history you cannot say, oh, maybe something happened, whatever, it happened like this. That's it, forget it. The French Revolution was the French Revolution, and that's it. And what if it didn't happen? I don't care, it happened. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no, you can't say anything else. So in the case of Paroi, he behaves like the Torah says he would behave. He called Metzius Eloi Nivra Ela Lidea Torah, because the whole existence of Paroi or anything else is only existent because of the Torah, through the Torah. Therefore, because Torah creates everything, and everything is defined in the Torah, and God watched, looked at the Torah, and created the world, you need the Torah to break Pharaoh. Because this Pharaoh was created through the Torah. So you need the Torah to break Pharaoh. What does that mean? You need Moshe. Because Moshe has the strength of the Torah, because he gave, brought down the Torah, he received the Torah, etc. This is regarding Moshe. That there is a move on the Idah. Same thing we're going to understand on the other side. The fact that to bring out the Jewish people from Egypt, Aaron is the main thing. Why? Because the main thing, or the general thing of going out of Egypt, means going from below to above. Just as it's written, God said to Yaakov, I'm going to elevate you from there. Don't worry, you're going down there, and I'm going to elevate you from there. So going out of Egypt means elevation. And this is done through Aaron, as we explained before, in the previous paragraph. When he brings up the candles, so Aaron does this elevation thing. So now we understand why talking to Pharaoh, the main one was Moshe, even though he couldn't actually talk, but doesn't matter. The main thing here is not words that came out of his mouth. Yeah. The main thing is Torah. And through Aaron, you can go up. That's his job, so to speak. Vehine. Now, Afalpiken, Nitkar Gam Aaron, Bedibur El Paroi, Umoishe Bitsias Mitraim. Now let's combine things. Even though we just explained that to bring out the Jewish people is Aaron, and to talk to Pharaoh is Moshe, even so, it's mentioned also Aaron when talking to Pharaoh, and Moshe is mentioned when bringing out the people, the Jewish people from Egypt. Why? Mishum shekedei lifel etzainya bishlei musoi tzaricho echol le'ezras Hashem. It's a beautiful paragraph. Because in order to do whatever the thing is, to break Pharaoh or to bring out the Jewish people from Egypt, or to talk to Pharaoh, whatever, in order to be complete, each one needs the help of the other. You can't do it actually alone. In order for the words of Moshe to Pharaoh to actually accomplish what they have to accomplish in a complete way, that means that Pharaoh let go the Jewish people from Egypt, it's not enough that he should be annulled. Pharaoh should be destroyed, annulled. No. You're going to see this later in the discourse. He's going to apply it to the idea of Bnei Noach. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful maimon in this respect. You You can't break, just, it's not enough to break Pharaoh. That's not enough to annul him. Rather, you have to also elevate him from below to above. Lemato lemaile. Parenthesis. Sharia yetzia mimitzrayim hi aloe. Because going out of Egypt, it's an elevation. And the point here is not that Pharaoh should remain in Egypt and forget it. Who cares about Pharaoh? Let him die, whatever. No, no, no. You have to elevate. You have to elevate. Mm. Okay, in order to, so to speak, transform him, there's a step, so to speak, of things that you have to break. That's true. You have to break certain things. Like sometimes you have to speak strong. This is the way it is. But then, calm down. Take it easy. You have to elevate him. The same thing happens going out of Egypt.
Do we see that with Pharaoh
because
that elevation?
Because you see this? The very good question.
Is the same as in Nineveh, that there he did repent. Is that
in
an
Nineveh,
elevation
yeah.
you can think about?
Yes, that's exactly, he doesn't say it. The Rebbe doesn't say it. And as far as I remember, he doesn't actually mention this idea later. He doesn't, that's it. This is all he said about it. But clearly, this is the way I understand it, he's talking about Nineveh. Yeah, Yoina, Nineveh, Pharaoh was the king. And he, as soon as he heard God is going to destroy this place, whoop, he said, oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what this guy is talking about. Let's repent. But you clearly see he wasn't broken. But at the same time, I mean, he didn't die. At the same time, the rest of the Egyptians, or many of them, I don't know how many, actually died. Yes, there are certain things you have to break. But certain things you have to elevate, not break. Al derech zeh, the same thing happens, v'yetzia mitzrayim, going out of Egypt, the objective of this elevation, of this going out of Egypt, just a second, the most elevated elevation, so to speak, is receiving the Torah. How do you know that going out of Egypt was to receive the Torah, in order to receive the Torah? Because the Torah says, when you bring out, God said to Moshe, when you bring out these people from Egypt, you're going to serve this God, I mean me, whatever, in this mountain. God said this about himself.